drama guide giving important factual and background material relating to each of the 28 great plays on this series is available as a listener's aid at the cost price of 25 cents. Coin or money order to be sent in care of Great Plays, Columbia University Press, New York City.
Today's great play is Peer Gynt by Henrik Ibsen, perhaps the greatest drama of the last century. It is a story of the conflict of the human soul with the dark forces within itself and the outside world. The great Norwegian poet Ibsen has symbolized these forces by the terrible shapes of beings from the underworld which keep man from himself, his loved ones, and follow him throughout his days. It was from this theme that a fellow Norwegian, Edvard Grieg, found inspiration for the music of his Peer Gynt suite. On a wooded hillside in the mountains of Norway. An old mill shed stands close by Peer Gynt's home, towards which Peer, a strongly built youth, is approaching. He is followed by his mother, Uzza, who is scolding him angrily.
Why was riding through the air on the back of a reindeer?
Peer, you're lying.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you devil's storyteller. Cross of Christ, how you can lie, riding breakneck through the air on the back of a reindeer. All this tale you foist upon me, I remember now. I knew it when I was a girl of 20.
History repeats itself.
Fair, you're lost and ever will be.
Darling, pretty little mother, now don't be cross, be happy.
Silence! Could I, if I would be happy, with a pig like you for son? Think you how bitter I must find it. I, a poor, defenseless widow, ever to be put to shame. How much have we now remaining from your grandsire's days of glory? Where are now the sacks of coin left behind by Rasmus Gynt? Your father lent them wings, lavished them abroad like sand, buying land in every parish. Where is all the wealth he wasted?
Where are the snows of yesteryear?
Silence before your mother. See the farmhouse. Every second window pane is stuffed with dish clouts. Hedges, fences, all are down. Beasts exposed to wind and weather, fields and meadows lying fallow.
Calm now, stop this old wife's talk. Our luck may turn.
Oh, God help me, Smalls, the prophet you have been to me, you scamp. Shaming me in all directions, fighting with the worst rascallions.
Oh, let me be.
You'll bring me with your doings to the grave.
Oh, you're worth a better fate, mother. Little, ugly, dear old mother, you may safely trust my word. All the parish shall exalt you. Only wait until I have done something. Something really grand.
But you...
Who knows what may befall one?
Would that an offense might befall you to don your own breeches?
I will be a king.
Oh,
an emperor.
Your tongue. You're as mad can be. And yet, it's true enough. Something might have come to you had you not been steeped forever in your lies and trash and moonshine. Hegstis girl was fond of me. You could have won her had you wooed her with a will.
Could I?
The old man's too feeble not to give his child her way. Ah, Peer, a golden girl with a farm, everything. Just think. Had you set your mind upon it, you'd be a bridegroom now, instead of standing here so grimed and tattered.
Oh, come, we'll go a-wooing then.
Where?
At Hegstad.
Hegstad's way is barred to wooers.
How's that?
While in the Wester Hills, you and Eir were riding reindeer. Here, Mathmoen's won the girl.
Oh, that good for nothing.
Aye, she's taking him for husband.
Wait here until I've harnessed horse and wagon.
There are your pains. They are to be wed tomorrow.
Sure, I'll be there tonight. Come, mother, jump. I'll carry you there in my arms.
Put me down.
Be my spokesman. Tell them Matt Moyne's good for nothing.
Put me down.
And tell them what a rare lad is Peer Gynt.
Find the character I'll give you. I'll tell them straight and plain.
Will you?
I won't stay my tongue till the old man sets his dog at you as though you were a tramp.
And I must go alone.
I'll come after you.
Mother dear, you haven't strength.
Strength? When I'm in such a rage, I could crush the rocks to powder.
Up you go.
Put me down.
You'll promise then?
Nothing. I'll go to Hexed with you. They shall know you what you are.
And you'll even have to stay here where I put you. On our roof.
Put me down.
Dearest mother, pray.
Put me down this moment, Pear.
If I dared, be sure I would. Now remember, sit quite still. Don't sprawl and kick about.
Down.
Don't tug and tear the shingles, else it'll be the worse for you. Why, you might fall off.
Please.
Don't kick. Give your blessing on my undertaking, mother, will you, eh?
I'll thrash you soundly.
Well, goodbye then, mother dear. Patience. I'll be back soon. Careful now. Don't kick and sprawl.
There. Oh, God help me. Now he's off. Reindeer rider.
Don't kick.
Liar. Will you listen? No. He's sliding over the middle. Help. Oh, I'm dizzy. Help.
Now Peer Gynt enters the farmhouse at Egstad, where the wedding revels are at their height. Here he meets Solveig for the first time. In his tattered clothes, he is jeered at by both men and girls.
Oh, let them chatter. After all, they can't sneer the life out of my body.
Just look at Peer Gynt there, the drunken swine.
How's luck to switch? What the devil? What do you want here?
We hadn't got over the Lunday spree yet.
You'd better be off.
I'm going, yes, but tell me, where have you dropped from, man? You've been gone 6 weeks.
I've been doing strange deeds, how's luck, Smith?
Well, let us hear them, Peer.
And not to you.
You coming to the wedding?
Yes.
Time was, they said, that the girl was fond of you.
You crimey crow.
Oh, keep your temper, Pear. Though Ingrid has gilded you, others are left. Come on to the feast.
To hell.
You'll surely find one that'll have you. Good evening, Pear. I'll give your respects to the bride.
My part, may Ingrid of Hegstad go marry whomever she pleases. It's all one to me. My breeches are torn. I'm ragged and grimy. If only I had something new to put on. What was that? Who was it that tittered behind me there? I certainly thought that. Oh? Oh, there's no one. I'll go home to Mother. Playing a dance. How the lasses do swarm. 6 or 8 to a man. Oh, galloping death, I must join in the frolic.
Who invited him?
No one.
Hey, listen, girls. If he should speak to you, never take no.
Oh, no, we'll pretend we don't even see him.
Which is the liveliest girl of the lot of you?
I am not.
I am not.
You come along, then, for want of a better.
Haven't got time.
Well, then, you.
I'm going home.
So early? Are you utterly out of your senses?
Look, here are some new folk coming.
The ones from the west?
Aye, the people from Haydal.
Aye, so they are.
That fine old man and his daughter?
Yeah, they're from the west, and new here.
How fair she is. Did ever you see the like? Look down at her shoes in her snow-white apron. And when she held on to her mother's skirt folds, she carried a psalm book wrapped up in a kerchief. I must speak to that girl. Will you dance with me?
Yes.
Come then, Give me your hand.
We mustn't go far, Mother said.
Mother said, Mother said. Were you born yesterday?
And now you're laughing.
Well, sure, you're almost a child. Are you grown up?
Yes.
Tell me your name and then we'll talk easier.
My name is Doldy. And what are you called?
Peer Gynt.
Oh, heaven.
Well, what is it now?
Oh, my God, who is Luther? I'm as tired up,
There, there. Have some brandy.
Got any?
Well, I have a flask. Oh, how it stings your throat. Well, you want any?
Let me try it.
Ah. Now you must try mine as well, you know.
Oh, nonsense. Now don't be a fool, Pear. Take a pull.
Well, then, give me a drop. Solvig. Oh, it's well that you've come. Now will I swing you around fast and fine.
Lose hold of me.
Why?
You're so wild.
The reindeer is wild, too, when summer is dawning. Come then, lass. Don't be wayward now.
No, no.
Why?
You've been drinking.
You're ashamed, too, because I have the look of a tramp.
Oh, no. That's not true at all.
Yes, and I've taken a drop as well. But that was to spite you, because you'd hurt me. Come then.
Even if I would now, I dare.
Who are you frightened of?
Father most.
Father? Oh, he's one of the quiet ones, eh?
Let me go in peace.
No. I could turn myself into a troll.
Oh.
If you should hear someone hissing and spitting, you mustn't imagine it's only the cat. It's me, lass.
Oh.
You must know I'm a werewolf at night. Dance with me, Solvay.
No. No, I dare not. Mother!
What is it, Pear? No luck with us?
You don't look very lucky yourself for a bridegroom.
Oh, Pear, help me. You who have such a way with girls.
What is it?
My bride has locked herself in the storehouse.
No.
She won't unlock the door.
Won't she?
I'll give you an ox if you help me.
All right. Then come.
Now he's in for a drubbing. How heartily I will dang him.
Oh, that switch is too light for a carcass like his. Here, let me help you.
Where is he? Here.
God, devil, God. Come, mother.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's Miss Fancy. Peregrin.
Here. Have they taken his life?
No, but Peregrin, look. There, on the hillside.
With the bride.
The beast.
Why, he's clambering upwards, by God, like a goat, carrying the bride.
He scolded her and I by the pig.
My son. Would God you might fall and break. There, take care of your footing.
Excitement of the wedding party, Pear has forgotten Solvig. In a spirit of deviltry, he has abducted the bride, Ingrid, and carried her off into the mountains. The following morning, we discover Ingrid and Pear on a narrow path up in the mountains.
Get out of my sight.
After this, Pear, where can I go?
What do I care?
Oh, false one.
Stop wailing. Each must go his own way. Devil take the tribe of women. All but one.
Who is that one?
Not you.
Who is it then?
Go whence you came. Off to your father.
Dearest, weep.
Beast.
You cannot mean it, surely, what you are saying.
I can and do.
First ruined, and then forsaken.
You were willing.
I was desperate.
So was I.
Dearly shall you pay for this. Is your purpose set?
Like flint.
We'll see then who is the winner.
Devil take the tribe of women.
All but one.
Yes, all but one. Gone. Well, let her go. The parish will be at my heels in a pack. Every man of them armed with gun or with club. Oh, this is life. To be hunted. Every limb grows as strong as a bear. To crush, overturn, to wrench the fir tree right up by the root. This is life. What is it? That far off chiming. I hear it again and again. Oh, how my forehead throbbing. Tightening red hot ring. I can't think who the devil has bound it around my head. There's a spot to rest. Up for the steepest hill with the bride and a whole day drunk. Yonder sail two brown eagles. Southward the wild geese fly. I'll fly too. I'll plunge myself in the fjord, that glorious christening font. Argent, thou art come of great things, and great things shall come of thee. I'm tired. I'll.
The green plaid.
Will you have me? You'll see what a fine man I'll be. You shall eat all you want till you're ready to burst. I will never drag you about by the hair.
No beast, me.
No. Can you think that I would? We kings' sons never beat women.
You're a king,
sir. Yes, and you?
I am the mountain king's daughter.
Are you? Well, what a coincidence.
Deep in the mountain, my father has his house.
My mother's is bigger, or am I much mistaken?
Do you know my father? His name is King Broth.
Do you know my mother? Her name is Queen Olza.
Have you other garments besides those rays?
Ha! You should just see my Sunday clothes.
Oh, I say, now I see that we fit, you and I.
Like the leg and the breeches, the hair and the comb.
Bridal seat! Bridal seat! Come, bridal seat, man!
Where's the wild boar? Who are you that have come so gently?
I have told you. Mount, let's away to the hall of my father the king.
Hark away! Gee up, my cart of hinds!
Ah, but lately I wandered and most in time. One can never tell what may happen to one.
One never can! Gee up!
Away!
Gee up!
Mountain King, crowded with gnomes and trolls.
A Christian man's son has deluded the Troll King's loveliest daughter.
May I hack him on the finger?
May I get him by the hair?
Let me bite him.
Will he be boiled in the broth and hurry?
Shall you roast him and spit to be round in his stupid?
By the skyline, the talking
face.
It's my daughter, then, you demand of me.
Your daughter and the realm to her dowry, yes.
Aye, but stop my lad. You also have some undertaking to give. If you break even one, the whole pact is an end. And you'll never get away from here living. First of all, you must swear that you'll never give heed to aught that lies in the outside world. Day you must shun, and each sunlight spot.
Only call me king, and that's easy to keep.
And next, now for putting your wits to the test. So what difference is there twixt trolls and men?
No difference at all, as it seems to me. Big trolls would roast you, and small trolls would claw you. Men do the same thing.
True enough. And yet, there is a difference all the same. Now, let me tell you wherein it lies. Out yonder, under the shining boss amongst men, the saying goes, man, be thyself. At home here with us, mid the tribe of the trolls, the saying goes, troll, to thyself be enough. Can you fathom the depth?
It strikes me as misty.
And next, you must throw off your Christian and God. Here all things are mountain made, except the silk bow at the end of your tail.
I haven't a tail.
Then, of course, you must get one.
I'll be hanged if I do. Would you make me a beast?
Nay, my son, you mistake. I make you a mannerly wooer, no more.
Well, perhaps it's wisest to follow the fashion a bit. Tie away.
You're a tractable fellow, I see. We troll folk, thy son, are less slack than we're painted. And now there's one more thing to do. This same human nature is a singular thing. It sticks to people so strangely long.
What will you do?
In your eyes, first I'll scratch you a bit till you see a rise. But all that you see will seem fine and brave.
Are you drunk?
You must remember, your eyes are the fountains of the bitter and searing lie of tears.
But tell me, when will my sight heal up into human sight?
Nevermore, my friend.
Indeed? In that case, I'll take my leave.
What would you outside?
I would go my way.
To slip in here, but the king's gate never opens outward.
You wouldn't detain me by force, I hope.
Come now, just listen to reason, please, fair. And you'd fain be a troll?
Yes, I would for a while, sure enough. Then I can put up with losing a good many things. But there is a limit to all things on earth. To live as a hill troll for all one's days, that is a thing I can never agree to.
You're a face-to-face troll? Do you know who I am? First with my daughter, you make you free.
There, you lie on your...
You throat. Must marry her.
Open the doors. Let me go.
Burst him to pieces on the rock walls, children.
Dad, please,
we say, owl and eagle fire. Yes, brave owls and go. I can't...
Yes, but quick, I am worried and sleepy. Good night.
Let me be, devil's imprisoned.
What I will, and my sword can smite. Mind yourself.
King Saul slew hundreds. Peer Gynt slew thousands. Who are you?
Myself.
That stupid reply you may spare. It doesn't clear up the matter. What are you?
The great boy. Go round about there.
No. Through. He fell. Are there more here?
The boy, Peer Gynt. The one, only one. It's the boy that's unwounded and the boy that was hurt. The boy that is dead and the boy that's alive. Not dead, not living. All slimy, messy. Not so much as a shape.
It's as bad as to battle in a cluster of hissing, half-wakened snakes. Oh, strike back at me, can't you?
The boy is not mad.
Strike!
The boy strike not.
Fight! You shall!
The great boy conquers, but does not fight.
Oh, only something to fight with. But here there is nothing. Boy.
What is your will?
You strength.
The great boy conquers without it.
What are those sounds? Like evil birds or witches all about me.
Come see now, boy.
By step by step.
All our sisters caught off, gather here to the tryst. He tatters, boy.
We have him.
Sisters, make haste.
Too dear the purchase one pays for life in such a heart-wasting hour.
Oh, he's there. He's fallen. Seize him. Seize him.
Herring. I must have been dreaming. There goes a child carrying a basket. Ah, child, are you there? What is it you want?
Solvig.
Solvig? It cannot be. Why, but it is. And you're not afraid to come near to me. You know where I was last night? Like a horsefly, the troll king's daughter is after me.
Then it was well the church bells were set ringing.
Peer Gynt's not the lad the black ones can lure astray. What do you say? And your father?
In all of God's wide earth, I have none I can call either father or mother. I have loosed me from all of them.
Solvig, you fair one, and to come to me?
I... to you alone. You must be all to me. Friend and consoler.
Solvig, let me look at you. Not too near. Only look at you. Oh, but you are bright and pure. Let me lift you. Oh, but you are fine and light. I will not soil you. With outstretched arms, I will hold you far out from me, lovely and warm one. Oh, who would have thought I could draw you to me? Ah, but I have longed for you, day long and night long.
Down below, it was airless pain. One felt as though choked. That was partly what drove me in fear from the day. But here... with fir branches sighing overhead. Oh, this stillness and song. I am here in my home.
And you know that, surely, for all your days?
The path I have trodden leans back nevermore.
You are mine, then. Go into the hut. I must go to fetch fir roots for fuel. Warm shall the fire be, and bright shall it shine. You shall sit softly and never be a cold.
Good morning, Pear Lightfoot.
What is it? Who's there?
Old friends of yours, Peregrine.
You're mistaken, good woman. I never saw you nor that child before.
I was your friend once. I was when you promised such mighty fine things.
I promised? What devil's own nonsense is this?
You've forgotten the night when you drank with my sire. You've forgotten...
What's this that you prate of? When last did we meet?
When last we met was when first we met. Give your father a drink, child. He's thirsty, I'm sure.
Father? Why, you're drunk, woman. Do you call that misshapen rat?
I should think that you might well know the pig by its skin. Why, where are your eyes? Can't you see that he's all lame in his shank, just as you, too, are lame in your soul?
This long-legged urchin?
You forget he's a troll. He shot up a space.
Dare you, you ugly troll snout, father on me?
Now, come now, Pear. Ain't you as rude as an ox?
You troll witch with the snout of a pig.
Oh, Pear, but if you would see me as fair as before, you have only to turn yonder girl out of doors. Drive her clean out of your sight and your mind. Oh, do but this, dear my love, and I'll soon lose my snout.
Be gone from me, troll witch.
I see if I do.
I'll split your skull
open. Just try if you dare. Oh, Pear, again, I've no fear of blows. Be sure I'll return every day of the year when you're sitting with your girl on the fireside bench. When you're tender, Peregrine, and you pet and caress her. I'll seat myself by you and ask for my share. She there and I will take you by turn. Farewell, dear my lord. You can marry tomorrow.
You nightmare of hell. Would you were as far...
As now we are near.
And all this...
For nothing but thoughts and desires. Oh, it is hard on you, Pear.
It's worse on another. Solveig, my fairest.
Oh, I tis the guiltless must not, said the devil. Remember, Pear, we'll be with you to share your happiness.
The boy's head go roundabout. So one must hear. There fell my fine palace with crash and clatter. There's a wall around her whom I stood so near. Of a sudden, all's ugly. My joy has grown old. Go to Solveig after this. So befouled and disgraced. Go to her with that troll rabble after me still. It's a holy day evening. For me to keep tryst, such as now I am, would be sacrilege.
Are you coming, Pear?
Round about.
What?
You must wait, Sylvie. It is dark, and I've got something heavy to fetch.
Wait. I'll help you. We'll share the burden.
No. Stay where you are. I must bear it alone.
But don't go too far, dear.
Be patient, my girl. Be my way long or short. You must wait.
Yes, I'll wait.
Round about. Round.
Setting out into the world, Pear goes to bid his mother farewell. Oza, anxiously awaiting the coming of her boy, lies ill in bed, her fingers nervously playing with the coverlet.
God, isn't he coming? The time drags so heavily on. I have no one to send with a message. And I've much, so much to say. If I only was certain, I'd not been too strict with him.
Good evening, Mother.
Oh, the Lord give you gladness. You come then, my boy. I can depart in peace.
Depart? Where is it you think to go?
Alas, Pear, the end is nearing. I have but a short time left.
See there now, I'm fleeing from trouble. I thought at least that here I'd be free. Are your hands and your feet are cold, then?
I fear all will soon be o'er. When you see that my eyes are glazing, you must close them carefully. And then you must see to my coffin.
Oh, there's time yet to think of that.
Yeah, you see the little they've left us. It's like them, just...
Well, I know it was my fault. What's the use of reminding me?
No. No, that accursed liquor. From that all the mischief came. You know you had been drinking. And no one knows what he does.
Ah, enough of the whole affair. Now, Mother, we'll chat together. But only of this and that. Forget what's awry and crooked and all that is sharp and sore. Oh, I see now. The same old pussy. So she's alive then still.
She makes such a noise o' nights now. And you know what that bodes, my boy?
No. Now, we'll chat together. Are you thirsty? I'll fetch you water.
No.
Can you stretch you? The bed is short. Let me see if I don't believe now it's the bed then I had when a boy. Do you mind, dear, how oft in the evenings you sat at my bedside here and spread the fur coverlet o'er me and sang many a lilt and lay?
I mind you. Then we played sledges when your father was far abroad. The coverlet served for sledge apron and the floor for a nice beyond floor.
Ah, but the best of all, though, Mother, you mind that too, the best was the Fleetfoot horses.
Think you that I forgot?
To the castle west of the moon, and the castle east of the sun, to Soria Moria Castle, the road ran both high and low. A stick that we found in the closet, for a whip shaft you made it serve.
All right, proudly, I perched on the box seat.
You threw loose the reins, and kept turning round as we traveled, and asked me if I was cold. God bless you, ugly old mother. You were ever a kindly soul.
Oh.
What's hurting you now?
My back aches because of hard, bare boards.
I'll support you. There now, you're lying soft. Spread o'er you the bed fur. Let me sit at your bedside here. There. Now we'll shorten the evening with many a lilt and lay.
There's spring from the closet to prayer book. I feel so uneasy
and cold. In Soria Moria Castle, the king and the prince give a feast. On the sledge cushions lie and rest you. I'll drive you there over the heath.
But, Pear, am I invited?
Aye, that we are, both of us. Gee up! Will you stir yourself, black boy? Mother, you're not a cold.
Pear, what is it that's ringing?
The glittering sledge bells, dear.
How hollow it's rumbling.
We're just driving over a fjord.
I'm afraid. What is that I hear rushing and sighing so strange and wild?
Sough of the pine trees, Mother on the hearth. Could you but sit still?
Oh, there's a sparkling and gleaming afar now. When comes all that blaze of light?
From the castle's windows and doorways. Don't you hear? They're dancing.
This journey. It makes me weak and tired.
There's the castle rising before us. The drive will be over soon.
I'll lie back and close my eyes again. And trust me to you, my boy.
In the castle, they bustle and swarm to the gateway. Peer Gynt and his mother are here. What say you, Master St. Peter? Shall mother not enter in? You may search a long time, I tell you, ere you find such an honest old soul. Myself, I don't want to speak of. I can turn at the castle gate. But her you shall honor and reverence, and make her at home always. Why, what makes your eyes so glassy? Mother, have you gone out of your wits? You mustn't lie there and stare so. Speak, Mother. It's I, your boy. Now the journey's done. Mother, for all of your days, I thank you. For beating and lullaby. But see, you must thank the driver. A last kiss. There. That was my driver's fare.
So Peer Gynt fared forth into the world, poor, young, empty-handed. But the fates were kind, he prospered. By the time he was 50, he bore the name of Croesus amongst the Charleston shippers. His fortune was derived from selling idol images to China in the spring, and in the autumn, outfitting Chinese missionaries with stockings, Bibles, rum, and rice. His wealth brought easy friends, and his wanderings, curious adventures in strange places. Dallying in Egypt, among the Arabs, in a desert oasis, he succumbed to the lures of the dark-eyed Anita.
The crowd is come! Make the flute in the drum! The crowd is come!
Dance, Anita, dance!
Thou art surely coming home.
After a lifetime of wandering, old Peregrine returns to Norway, the hills of home and his youth. We find him wandering near a hut in the forest, where all these years, Ulveig has waited for his return. A strange old man meets him.
Well met, old lover. Good evening, friend.
You seem to be in a hurry. Why? Where are you going?
To a grave feast.
Excuse me. Your name doesn't chance to be Per?
Per Gynt.
That I call luck. It's precisely Per Gynt I am sent for tonight.
You're sent for? What do you want?
Why, see here. I'm a button molder. You're to go into my ladle.
And what to do there?
To be melted up.
To be melted?
Your grave is dug, ready. Your coffin bespoke. But I have ordered without delay, on master's behalf, to fetch in your soul.
It can't be like this, without any warning.
It's an old tradition that burials and births to appoint in secret the day of the feast. With no warning at all to the guest of honor.
Aye, that's true. All my brains are poor.
You are? Why, I told you. A button molder.
At least, give me time.
What good would that do you?
I'll use it to prove that I've been myself all the days of my life. And that's the question that's in dispute.
You prove it? And how?
Why, by vouchers. Witnesses?
I'm sadly afraid Master will not accept them. You can try. So be it. But remember, we meet at the next crossroads.
If I only knew where the crossroads are. The earth burns beneath me like red-hot iron. What's that shining yonder?
Only a light from a hut.
And that wailing sound.
But a woman singing.
That voice. The voice of Solveig. Yes. It's Solveig. There I'll find one who'll vouch for me. In all the world, she alone has faith in me. Solveig! Solveig!
He is here. Oh, to God be the praise.
Hast thou doom for a sinner? Then speak it forth. Cry out all my sins and my trespasses.
In naught hast thou sinned, O my own only boy.
The sinless Peregrine.
Cry aloud my crime.
Thou hast made all my life as a beautiful song. Blessed be thou that at last thou hast come. Blessed, thrice blessed hour with the morn meeting.
I am lost.
He's one that rules all things.
Lost. Unless thou can answer riddles. Canst thou tell me where Peer Gynt has been since we parted? With his destiny seal on his brow. Canst thou tell me? If not, I must go down to the mist-shrouded region.
Oh, that riddle is easy.
Then tell me what thou knowest. Where was I? As myself, as the whole man. The true man. Where was I? With God's seal upon my brow.
In my faith. In my hope. And in my love.
Oh, fearest thou. Peace. These are juggling words. Thou art mother thyself. To the boy in thy heart.
Aye, that I am. But who is his father? Surely he that forgives at the mother's prayer.
My mother. My wife. Oh, thou innocent woman. In thy love. Oh, there, hide me. Hide me.
My darling, my baby boy, I will rock thee, my child, and watch thee steal in my lap, hear me sing my song. With me has he sported every day, all day long. Upon his mother's bosom fain he'd lie, every day, all day long. May God bring him joy. I gladly fill on my is brown every day, all day long. So tired is he now. Sleep, my darling, my baby boy. Sleep, sleep. I will rock thee, my child, and watch. I will watch thee, sleep, and dream thou, dear my boy.
So closes Peer Gynt by Henry Gibson, with music from the Peer Gynt Suite by Edvard Grieg and conducted by Joseph Hunter. The Great Plays series is a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company, a drama guide giving complete background material for the Great Plays by Blevins Davis, who arranged for the series, is available to our radio audience at the cost of 25 cents. Send coin or money orders to Columbia University Press in care of Great Plays, Columbia University Press, New York City. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining great plays of the series. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a change in the order of the plays is to be noted. Sunday, February 18th, The Playboy of the Western World by Synge. Sunday, February 25th, The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan. Sunday, April the 7th, Thelios and Melisande by Maurice Maeterlinck. Now, except for the above alterations, the order of plays remains unchanged. The cast of today's play was as follows. Peer Gynt, William S. Rainey. Oza, Florence Malone. Solveig, Irene Wicker. Oslock the Smith, Richard Gordon. Bridegroom, Burford Hamlin. The Mountain King, William Shelley. The Green-Clad One, Barbara Lee. Ingrid, Lily Valenti. The Troll, Junius Matthews. The Button Molder, Richard Gordon. The Boig, Horace Braham. An Old Man, Harry Neville. A Lad, Peter Dunn. The narrator was Alfred Scher. And Peer Gynt was adapted for radio by Charles Warburton. National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.